Welcome to The Unlabeling Effect, where three distinctive women daringly dive into some taboos with the intention to normalize the uncomfortable yet vital conversations. We are ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery with comrades like you. Let's commence on this week's episode, The Secret to Building Healthy Relationships. Healthy relationships don't look the same for everyone, since people have different needs. Your specific needs around communication, affection, space, shared hobbies or values, and so on may change throughout life. So, a relationship that works in your 20s may be nothing like the relationship you want in your 30s. Echoing to our previous episode, is love at first sight real? We will dissect how to build healthy relationships with new people entering into our lives. I'm your host, Vivian.
And with me are Melody and Rita.
Hello, girls.
Hello.
Hi.
I think we've spent lots of time talking about what consists of a healthy relationship during our private talks and whatnot. So let's share with the audience. What is a healthy relationship to you guys?
To me, I think a healthy relationship is the one that could bring out the better self of me, including overall emotional wellness, supporting of my career goal, and address or make me feel better about myself.
Right. Okay.
When a relationship becomes toxic and unhealthy, it's usually stirring some negativity in you. So once I feel something is wrong, then I will know the relationship isn't healthy.
Once that person stir up some negative emotions within you, how do you tackle that?
It depends on what is the communication system that we have built. And right now, if I'm secure with that person, I would just communicate. And if that feeling could be gone, meaning the relationship is healthy. But if I'm like engulfed in such a negative energy all the time, something is wrong.
You know what's interesting? I had a conversation on relationship with one of our upcoming guests, Billy. We actually had a really, really interesting conversation on this, and that actually changed my perspective on relationship. You know how you said if your partner triggered certain emotions or negative energy within you, you immediately would react in a way that you'd be like, oh, okay, I don't like this, right? But actually, it's part of a healthy relationship. It's part of building a healthy relationship. Why do I say that? It's because, as Billy explained, having someone to be able to trigger certain awkward or uncomfortable emotions of yours, it's actually that person or that emotion is actually telling you that there's something wrong in you that you need to address. The problem is actually within you. We should be grateful, or we're actually lucky to have someone to be able to trigger certain insecurities or certain issues within us that we didn't know that we have to address. I actually accepted and I agreed with his point, because if somebody didn't love you enough, probably wouldn't say confront you.
I certainly agree. Yeah. If he's like giving you a constructive, healthy criticism on your characters or something that you didn't handle well, that definitely stir up some discomfort in you. The negative energy or negative feeling that I meant was like when you felt unheard, or when you felt like that person invalidate your emotions and you just felt that build up in you over the time. And I'll be like, something is wrong, because I my emotion weren't validated by you. You just gaslight me.
I think it's the duration. Adding to what Rita was saying is that everyone that you choose to be in your life will trigger certain emotions, positive or negative. And I guess it's when we did our job to communicate and that person kind of dismiss it or deny it, that is not healthy. That is super, super toxic. Because my definition is very simple. It's not like bringing the best self. Of course, those are valid ones. But then for me, I just want to feel heard and understood. And I want to feel safe and supported. That's it. And then
It reminds me so much of my previous relationship. So I triggered him a lot of negative emotions. And because I was trying to communicate, but he was not used to it. He was used to not talking about it. The avoiding behavior triggered a lot of my emotions. And then it's just that vicious cycle that keeps going on and on. It could be a healthy relationship, right? If he's willing to talk it out with me, then it can happily progress into something more. And it shocked me because I never thought that right now in this state of mind, I would be involved in a toxic relationship like that. Like what Rita said, that relationship made me think that I'm the crazy person, you know. And then he would say things like, you're too sensitive, or it was just a joke, I don't want to fight. Towards the end, it was so draining that I just had to cut it off because I had no peace. I don't feel heard at all. Circling back to what we were talking about is the duration of that negative emotion and whether that person is willing to solve it with you. And that is the sad part of building healthy relationship, I guess, because it's not 100% in your control.
I think it's the mutual willingness.
Yes.
Wanting to address it. So I guess like a positive or at least one action point is to reflect on, okay, why is he triggering my self-worth, my self-confidence, my insecurities? On the flip side is your intention was good. It was for his own good. But why was he not receiving that way? Is the problem with me or is the problem with him? If he is not willing to receive your feedback, then you could try again. But I guess after however many times that it might have already drained you so much, then maybe it's time to step away from it. There is always like a reflection point that you can work on.
And I think it's so important to add, like if anyone is going through what I was going through, even though he or she might not be willing to work on this with you, it doesn't mean that he doesn't want this relationship. I truly believe that because we did like each other a lot and we care about each other deeply. But it's just that he or the other person has unsolved issues and their behavior right now is not aligned with what you need. That's it. I really wish that I could go back time and tell myself this. You can reflect to a certain level how you communicate things, whether you sound too harsh for that person, and you can adjust it accordingly. But you need to stop once you finish that process and just move on, because you cannot over justify his behavior that is not serving you. The reason why I stayed in that relationship longer than I should have was that I was being too empathetic. Every single time he walked away on me while we were having conflict, triggered a lot of negative emotions in me. And I was trying to tell myself, yes, like he has a valid reason for this, but it doesn't mean that you have to tolerate it.
I think you have to reach a certain level of self-awareness and mindfulness to know that the problem is not in you. It's in another person, that he has something unresolved and hence he's not on the same page with you. I think it's very hard to ask all those reflective questions as Melody has suggested in a romantic relationship, especially because it comes in a very subtle form sometimes that you don't realize it's hurting you. And all those great memories, all the intimacy and all the sweet words kind of cloud your judgment and feel like, oh, it's actually a problem that's pretty minor. But in the long run, if you look back retrospectively, you know how damaging was that. But when you were in the process, it was so subtle that you don't know that it was there.
You know, a scientific fun fact, it's just on women. Like men don't experience the same. When women start to fall in love, our frontal cortex will shut down. Not even like weaker or something. They shut down. And it's the part where we form our judgment. And that's why when we fall in love, we cannot make any judgment. Just FYI.
Which I think it makes it harder for us, but also it reminds us that we really have to try to, you know, get like an overall view on the relationship. And, and don't just get blinded by a lot of things. Being able to see that both parties are willing to grow together. I think that's like the most important point. And being able to see progress and work on progress and track progress together is actually very, very, very important.
Yeah, I totally agree. A relationship is worth investing when the other person, especially if it's a romantic relationship, when the partner has the mindset of us instead of having the conversation of I or you. That mindset changes the whole game.
Yeah, I think you can tell when someone is constantly about me, me, me.
Especially when there is a conflict or when there's a problem between you guys to solve. His statement is always like we and us. It's very different. It makes you feel different because you let your guard down to think that it's teamwork right now. It's not about who is at fault.
I have an interesting question to you both. Adding on what Rita said, us against the problem versus me against you, right? It would be really weird to say to the other person that you just know like a month or two and be like, it's us against the problem. I would be like, come on, like this is too much for me. Like if that person tells me that, I'll be gone. So what's the time frame and how do you determine whether, okay, like I'm going to work through problem with this person because right now they're in my life. So what's the differentiation point?
Wow, we really cannot predict how one topic can evolve into. Little did I know, getting to know yourself is just the first step of building a healthy relationship with someone. How exactly do we make the decision to cater to the other person's style, yet staying true to ourselves? Is there even a right way? Sorry to cut this off like this, but next week, same time on Monday, 7 a.m. Hong Kong time, and we will find out. Thank you for tuning in, and let's continue the conversation on Instagram at unlabelingeffect. Please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and iTunes and give us a rating. Until then, dare to feel, dare to be real.